Yo.
Yo, I'm just saying, my abs are sore. This is episode 60.
What, trying to suck your own dick?
Oh, my God. Right off the rip, everybody.
Hey, guys. It's good to see you. It's good to hear.
We're
from
back.
Everybody. Yeah.
I mean,
Jesus.
You said it. Fucking
Jesus. No intro.
Not my fault. Welcome to Table Scraps number 66. Yeah. Hold on to your fucking dick.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jeez. Yep. So.
Brought to you by Liquid Fucking Death. I'm going to kill this whole case. I'm going to start treating water like alcoholics treat beer. Like, I'm going to kill this whole fucking case of water.
You should.
Fucking hydrated, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. Start throwing
get
shit.
Get hydrated.
I like that.
I like to get hydrated.
Drated.
All right. It's a nice little mantra to start it off.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's up, fuckface?
I'm back.
Yeah.
He's back.
Let me make it clear to everybody, all my supporters and all my non-supporters.
Yes. All 22 of his supporters out there.
There's more like 34.
Okay, yeah, you've grown. Some people don't know you yet.
So we're getting right into this.
And our
social media breakdown.
Yeah. The meltdown.
The meltdown.
Around the world.
Here's where it really comes down to, okay?
Okay, let's hear this.
I'm going to keep it real with everybody because I thought about this and I had an epiphany. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. I never have.
Is that true?
And that is true. The problem is when it reflects on others. Like being with JC, who has an image of being like very highly held by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And respected in his lane.
And respected.
Well, respected. Yes.
Very respected.
Yes.
And I feel like when I see all these comments and dudes talking shit, it's a reflection on him and is not a good look for him.
Well, first off, we have to give some context because not everybody here knows.
So for those of you guys who don't know, I've been doing some vlogs with JC and we've been putting them out and they've been going great. Like for the most part, a lot of good vlogs. We've done a lot of stuff.
from your, hold up, okay. Hold the fuck up. From your perspective, they've been going great.
Yes.
And you know, but clearly there is
but Jay, I want to give you a little perspective because you haven't seen all Teddy's vlogs. So when see some of my ridiculousness.
Yes.
And people get mad at me like, this is a norm. Like, I've done a lot of stupid shit.
It's our life together, for sure. Yeah.
So I just want to put that in context, too, though, because that's how people know me. So that's kind of like, I'm cool.
And from your perspective, the vlogs have been going great.
Yes.
You're saying they might not have been received well by everyone.
Other people. That's all I was trying to say.
Which is whatever. It's schematics.
Yes,
keep going.
It is schematics.
No vlogs ever received by everyone else.
We know that.
And I don't care.
It's the internet.
Okay, but
this particular vlog, now we've been playing into this, like, not even playing into, but just, it's like, it's same as me and you. It naturally happens.
Yeah,
I fuck
no one's
shit
playing
up.
Anything. This is the part that pissed me off when you try to act like this is a plan. It's not a plan.
Well, it's not that it's a plan, but,
you're
but
a fool.
I do edit
you're
it.
A fool who plays into the fool's role.
Yes, yeah, but I'm saying, but I paint that picture in the edit is what I'm saying. Like, I could leave that out to protect myself if I was fucking worried about my ego.
Yes, but there would be nothing of you in the vlog. I'm just saying. Like, you're talking to someone who edits vlogs. Like, sometimes you have to fall on some swords because you're like, I had a bad day. I said a lot of stupid shit to the camera. I have to edit this. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So once you've rolled with it, you roll with it. But go ahead. I'm just
saying. So I rolled with it for a few episodes. No episode anyone had a problem. Even when you see my goofy ass jump in the pool and shit, nobody's dissing me.
Yeah, but that's not the vlog.
Yeah,
that's an issue.
We're not talking about that one.
But there's certain people that watch the vlog.
It was a good group of people.
35 minutes of a vlog.
Yeah.
That's another problem you have stacked against you. You're asking for 35 minutes or so of people's time, and then it starts off with your goofy face, and they're there for sneakers.
They're there for shoes.
Sneakers.
I know. Well, the thing is,
so I'm just saying, not that I'm telling you how to run the vlog. I'm just saying
editing,
this is why you got attacked.
Yeah, but you know what's hard about when you're editing? Like, because every time I put my own face in it, especially like up top or like as a, I go, should I be doing this? Like, do I need to be the face of this? Like,
no.
Let me explain, because you don't understand.
Can I just say one thing? Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
When you were still working out with us, And you were in the pit.
I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, you went. You went. You said, "Where's the camera?" You went and grabbed the fucking camera.
Yes, but it's
hold up. You went to grab the camera. We're working out. Yes. So I'm thinking you're going to get the camera to show us working out. But when you walked back into the pit, you were already talking to the camera, saying whatever fuckery.
But that's part of the vlog, though. Yeah, you have to do that.
I'm just saying.
Nobody wants to. I know that you like to run your Instagram like people care about your workouts, but no one really cares about
I'm just saying, like, when you're running a vlog.
That is his role in a vlog, though, is to be the comedic relief. No one but you expected him to stay working out. So you bought that whole fucking movie thinking it was going to happen.
I did.
I knew what time it was.
I did.
He's a heel, bro.
I thought he's a fucking heel.
I thought if there was anybody who was going to be able to get you to really commit.
I thought it was going to be me.
That's what I'm saying. You're tripping.
I'm still committed. I can't even move my abs
Bitch, you're doing ab exercises.
I don't know. I'm also doing shoulders. I did chest yesterday. I am in the fucking gym.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. I'm just not putting up with you guys. You're not putting up any weight.
Let me get a little more endurance, okay, and then I'll feel comfortable.
Endurance is what we're talking about. We're talking about strength.
I don't even want to get into the gym.
Fucking loser. All right, we'll get there. Right, yeah. Continue on your mental breakdown since we already know about your physical one.
I don't even remember where the fuck
I was. You were talking about, you know what I mean, with the camera. You edit yourself to be, you know, funny.
You guys are arguing about vlogs.
Let me just break down, like, normally, like, what happened here. So this next vlog, I said the last few vlogs have been me kind of fucking up, so I'm gonna go over the top with like making an itinerary, doing this thing, and showing it on camera.
Yes.
The irony, trying to be a good influencer these days. Yo, I'm hot. You killed him.
I did kill it. I'm sorry.
Wait.
You'll catch it. Come on.
Come on, you got it.
Where were we? Jay, give it back to me.
You were saying now, so you're trying to paint.
Yeah, you doubled down on the last vlog. But the plan is for this next one to be like, I have the right itinerary.
We get it right. We kill it. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, the plan should start off with you going to school.
Well, it should have you walking into a fucking university.
Like, dude, he's so dumb. We put him in school.
Well, ironically, ironically, what happened is I never forget my phone. I forgot my phone. I saw the vlog.
But in fact, honestly, look, tip. You don't need to tell people you've lost your phone 8 times. I was upset. I was about to leave a comment about you because I'm like, he just started this vlog off saying, I lost my phone. I don't have my phone. And then it starts off with JC going, hey, so what happened to your phone? We didn't need it 4 times, buddy.
But we got it.
And now you're telling me a 5th time. I got it. You left your fucking phone.
But there are people that think that I shouldn't have a job
It's YouTube comments. It's YouTube comments.
So I don't know what you think.
And, you know, no diss to JC, but his audience is broad. And it's broad because they're interested in things that are
not
popular.
Yeah, they're not you, and those people have a fucking delusional way of the world.
You know, they think if they worked with JC that they would be, you know, fucking driving yachts to work the next day. The irony is that
I don't really give a fuck.
But you do.
But it fucking caused you to have a fucking breakdown. You have to think about it. You got to go, if there's that many people that hate me, I've never seen that in your vlog comments.
I delete them to save you. I save your heart.
Not that many.
I protected your heart. JC doesn't care about your heart. He leaves that open exposed. In fact, he makes a poll.
You're a sacrificial lamb.
Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead.
He just little Uzi Verted you.
Little Ernie Vert.
Little Ernie Vert.
Yes.
That's great.
Little Ernie Vert. Nah, but yeah, man. Listen, as your friend, though, you know what I mean? Somebody who's always known you as this guy, you know what I mean? That shit kind of that cut me a little deep. I got a little defensive over you too.
We were like, no one gets to pick on Earn like this. No one gets to talk shit.
That's our boy, man.
Some dude, you were like, listen, get off my punching bag. I do have to step back and realize, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, some of these dudes that were really talking shit. Now looking back, like after getting over it, you're like, really, this dude? Like this one dude attacked me in 3 comments, and he noted it. He said,
I wanted to wash his shit up.
Third comment, and it's like
he had to calm me down. because he said what he said, but like, you know, I'm always gonna like take it somewhere else and like, motherfucker, like, and it's like, oh, you gotta be easier, Diddy. You
know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh my god, these are really singing. This dude is really going in. But then stepping back, I go, this dude commented on the last shit, got mad because I replied to him.
Still a view, baby.
And ever since,
it is still a view.
Whether you're frowning or smiling, bitch,
it's multiple views because he's clicking to check if
that's
there's anything. Commented back on his shit. Waited. See, that's why I did third comment.
You got
trapped. I get it.
Your spot. Yeah. Like, you get it.
I'm not arguing with you in the comments. I'm running these numbers up, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. I mean, the more you click, I get a percentage of it. So you could click and hate me all day, but
there you go.
But that's the thing.
This is the type of shit I need to see from you, though, man. It was unnerving for me to see you. You know what I mean? Like, for all the verbal abuse and shit that you take consistently and you relish in, and like, to see you, like, somewhat partially broken, I was like, oh my fucking God. Like,
yo, the other thing, to pull out the fucking audio that sucks for me is...
You breathe on the mic, son.
Darth Vader.
You've done that forever.
That's a separate issue. But no, what I'm talking about, with masks on and a fucking shotgun mic...
So take... the fucking mic off.
I can't.
Why? Because your gear looks so cool?
No.
I hate all you stupid fucking photographers who act like your gear is so cool. Camera, point it, record, done. I don't even have a mic on my shit.
That's a fact.
No complaints. Zero.
He hears all of us fine.
Yeah, what is wrong with you people?
I just have to equalize it.
You people, I mean,
it picks up other things. Like, it picks up like a refrigerator behind you. Because
it's
and
a
there's
fucking
buzz
studio mic.
Yeah.
Why don't you just mic JC up at all times?
That's what
24
I
hours
think.
A day.
I'm literally for this.
He's in the bathroom pissing out monsters.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Nobody wants to be mic'd up because you don't want to just
have
a fucking mic.
You'll catch it all. That's the real vlog right there. Shit, JC don't even remember saying. That's that way you can catch him in the stock room fucking telling y'all something's happening and then trying to go back on it. Like, actually.
Oh my God.
You're crazy. You guys need a 24-hour loop. What happens?
You know they make a ring that does that can listen and record combos. So like, if you argue with your girl, you can bring it back like 2 minutes. And be like, actually,
I need that. I was gonna install video cameras in every room. With
you got? Do you still have the canaries? We still have ours running.
I do.
And Brandy will reference it in a rare time when we're arguing.
Pulls
like,
y'all just have it set to record at all times.
It's motion sensed, so I think it records as long as there's motion, and it just keeps recording over itself.
So
like,
most
if
of the
you
day,
don't
you
reference,
just sit at home. Don't move. It's not recording.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That does sound crazy.
No, but it writes over it. Like, if you don't go back to it in the next few hours.
Oh, hold on. Someone in the comments said I have a better rig. We have the same camera.
So Teddy has a better rig.
Me and Aaron have the same exact camera.
No, we have the same
camera.
He
just uses his like a fucking dork. Because he acts like if he puts an erector set around it, it makes him look more professional.
An erector
like, hold on.
Set.
Let me put my headphones on. I'll look way more professional.
I am so nervous with the goddamn sound that I put the headphones on because I want to hear,
and you still can't hear it. You're deaf.
I can't
hear it.
You
stupid fuck.
No.
You've been deaf the whole time I've known you. We literally, when we made beats together, I'd have to tell you, like, dude, are you crazy? Turn that shit down. We have a song where I'm like, Earn, turn it down, like in the song. You are deaf.
I thought it was just like
you talk louder than anyone that we know. Why? Because you're deaf. Okay, let's talk about how many concerts you've been to with no ear protection. Let's start there.
I've been to a lot.
All right, you're deaf. That's why you've, you know, it's very obvious what the fuck is going on here. You can't hear.
Oh, my God.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, well.
Yeah, well, now we solved that riddle.
All right.
But yeah, so I'm over the internet shit.
Okay.
You know.
I'm glad.
And, you know, Jay wasn't really bothered by it. He was just laughing at how bothered I was by it.
I know.
And,
yeah, of course.
You know, but it felt like people
I mean, Jay's
were,
used to getting hated on. You can't have have a bunch of followers and people not hate you.
Or people hate all day.
Exactly. How do you know?
The internet.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you know you're doing shit. Like, when you get that, you got people
fucking
hating.
I know, and I say that to everybody else.
I
don't
like that quote. I hate that quote.
But
like,
if you fart in
an elevator, you're doing some
shit.
You know
it's a Cat Williams quote. That's where
I just don't like that
one.
You got haters, you're doing shit.
I'm just saying, I don't
hit a certain amount of people, no matter what. It's like if you hit a million followers,
someone's
half
hating.
Of those people hate you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, or they're like waiting to see you fail.
That's
you know, like, and even people who love you are waiting for you to piss them off. I mean, I can tell you that. I've lost like 40,000 followers over the last year. Some people are just waiting for the next thing for you to be like, you know what? fuck off.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Or, so I'm just saying. It's not possible. Can't please them all, you know?
I was just shocked. I went to bed. I was like, wow, a lot of people hate me. I was like, whatever.
Did you cry? Did you listen to Bjork that night when you went to bed? Because that's going to make it a lot more sad.
I always do. But that's
he listened to Beck. I'm a loser, baby.
That's how he got over
it. So why don't you kill me?
That's how he got over it. Bjork set him free. Bjork led him.
No, I wish he was wearing that fucking swan dress.
I don't care what anyone thinks.
Remember when she wore the swan dress to like the Grammys?
I think that was
her. That was her. I hope she was wearing that. Bjork.
She's the best. Man.
That's amazing.
But
so
let's leave her out of this.
Bjork?
Yeah. She's amazing. Her music is amazing. But
I'm not gonna go that far.
I'm in that video, Flex. The Cage Weird Science song.
Yeah, you are.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. Oh, man. What a weird video.
All right, so moving on.
Moving on from your breakdown. Moving on, I guess.
So
I'm sure it'll come back up.
You in-laws were in. Your mother-in-law.
Yep.
How was that?
It was great. We did. Oh my god.
Oh, let's go back.
I got
to
a
breakdown.
Few things to tell you. No, because there's some amazing things to tell you.
Okay, let's get into the amazing things.
First of all, I took the boat ride through the Venetian.
Yeah,
the
little, I know. You also tried to tell your wife to keep it off the internet, but she did anyway. Yeah, I did. I've recorded it, and I'm going to turn it.
I did.
I'll be turning it into an NFT.
Yes. Coming soon.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah, but
I'm sure.
So yes, the Venetian.
Yeah, we
did
that.
Stay focused.
We did a bunch of stuff. I rented a Tesla.
You did. We heard pre-rental last
Tesla Toro
last podcast.
It's great. Like I've been in yours many times, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're driving it, it's that much greater.
Mm.
It's that much
I wondered why you never drove mine when I asked you if you wanted to drive
it.
Why didn't you drive
it? Because I was scared. I was just scared. I was just like, I don't want to, like, this is like a real fucking dope car. I don't know. I just like Jay will say, like, oh, you know, bring the Mercedes around or bring it here. And I'm like, oh my God, the last thing I want is to be behind somebody's car that's like some dope shit.
Okay.
You know,
you have no confidence.
No confidence. Not even enough confidence. That's why you lift 35 pounds in the gym.
Sure.
And I'm about to hit these 45s.
I'll bet. I'm sure. Oh, you probably just been doing the bar.
My form.
You probably just been doing the bar. So anyway, about your fucking what else? What happened? What you said you did a bunch of amazing shit. That's it.
Yeah,
the
Tesla's great. Oh, Venetian.
What's fucked up is
Venetian boat ride. Yeah,
that was
like,
it. And then you just stopped talking about your mom and your mother-in-law.
Well, the other day I was smoking weed, walking to my Uber.
Fucking weak bitch.
Okay.
And I literally, like, I do this all the time, and I the smell doesn't normally stay with me, like, if I'm outside, for some reason.
So
it
you
did.
Think.
He thinks it doesn't. Yeah.
That's what you think, because
the
you're
smell
a smoker.
Stay with
but
me
non-smokers smell that shit. That shit leaks.
Yeah, you smell like crazy weed when you got here today.
Yeah.
Crazy weed. I bet you probably felt like you aired out, too.
Yeah, it was like, I'm not going to stink. No.
Nope.
I can still smell it on you.
Smell like OG Kush, boy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I roll. So yeah. Listen.
So go ahead.
Uber. So I get in the Uber, and I get in, and this dude goes, God damn, you smell like some loud. And, like, the way he said loud, and, like, I was like, yeah, sorry, man. Like, and he's like, my wife smokes. I don't. And then, like, a second later goes, you gonna get me pulled over and put in jail for intoxication.
Immediately you got nervous.
And I was like, hey man, I could get out. Or he's like, no.
I knew it.
He goes, it's Vegas, baby. And I'm like, all right, it's Vegas, cool.
You got the bipolar Uber driver.
He then proceeds to drop all four windows.
Yeah.
And right now we're on back roads. Like, all right, he's airing me out. I go, hey, man, really sorry about this. Like, I smoke on the way to the Uber a lot, and just usually it airs out. And he goes, yeah, maybe you shouldn't. And now at this point, I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm like, look, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't want to. And he's like, nah, man, it's Vegas. You know, it is what it is. My wife smokes. I just don't smoke. My wife, I mean, if I get pulled over right now, they're probably going to test me. But, you know,
test me.
And I'm just like, oh,
he was
my
a
God.
Scary motherfucker,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
So nervous Thursdays.
So then I'm getting dropped off. And as we get close to my destination, I'm like, hey, man, I tip him ahead of time 100%. Mm-hmm. I give him 20 on 20. I go, hey, man.
Damn. A guilt tip.
Yeah, I said, hey man, I tipped you 20 because at first he's like, I'm gonna have to air this shit out, and I'm like, all right, well here's $20 if you have to take 10 minutes.
You got
to
one star for sure.
Yo, my rating didn't drop, so I don't know, but He literally, I'm like, here's $20. And then he goes, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm going home right now. I'm going home. I can't even drive for a few hours. I need to let this air out. And
you
I'm
got
like,
him high.
And I'm like,
he's paranoid. You got him high. He wasn't even high before. Now he's stoned to the bone. Got to go home.
Yeah.
Damn.
I felt bad. And but the whole ride, when I left out, I was like, when we got on the highway, all four windows stayed down, dude. And then, like, he's trying to talk to me. Or actually, I was trying to talk to him because I'm trying to be nice, but I'm, like, screaming.
You're just trying to ease your anxiety. Yeah,
and he's, like, just kind of... Like,
he was driving on the highway with all four windows
down.
There's no way in hell I'm letting him do that. I'm like, listen, you're going to roll these windows the fuck up because I'm paying for this ride. You can keep your window down, but you're not about to fucking, you know, wind tunnel me. Like,
it's Vegas, baby.
It's Vegas, baby. Word. You should see that.
I was about to get out. As he's pulling out the lot, I go, listen, man, I'm sorry. Like, I'll just get out.
And you gave him $20.
And he goes, it's Vegas, baby. And I go, all right. And then as we pull out, he fucking drops the windows and just starts yelling at me and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Like, yo, and you gave him $20 tip on top of that.
I did. And then, like, yeah.
And then?
No, I was going to give him more, but then I was
Jesus
like,
Christ. Oh, this guy. You are a fucking walking lick. You don't even have to do anything just to make you feel guilty. Jesus Christ. Homeless people just fucking wait for you. They're like, oh, well, when you don't beat them up, I guess. You know, we have that incident in Colorado.
It wasn't an incident. I didn't.
We have an incident in Colorado.
Wait a minute. Holy shit. You got to go into this shit. What?
It's false.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's an alleged. We were in Boulder getting ice cream.
It's an alleged story that I might change from time to time.
We were in Boulder getting ice cream.
Yes.
I don't remember exactly. This homeless dude, like, kept... What did he say?
I remember.
What did he say? Because I lost it.
He had asked for money on the way in, and we were like, nah, whatever. And then when we got ice cream, we were on the way out, he asked for money again, and Earn was closest to him, so he got to Earn, and he... When Earn declined again,
he said something.
He said, oh, it's because I'm black.
I think he said the N-word.
Yeah, he might have.
He said, oh, it's because I'm a nigger.
Yeah. So,
and I was like, yo, fuck you, man. You don't like.
Oh, you just heard that motto.
Yeah, he got all super fucking upset and started like walking back towards him. And I was like, yo, stop. Come on, let's go.
I was like,
I had to pull him back before he got his ass kicked by a guy I hadn't eaten in 3 weeks.
Get smoked.
And then he really let him get. And then when he turned around, the dude, we were with women, and he started making some really fucked up comments to try to get to Earn.
Yeah.
And it almost worked. I just kept having to be like, Earn, let's go.
He was about to throw them hands.
Yeah. So.
Dude, I was about to get
he didn't actually beat him up. But
I'm emotional more than anything. Yeah. He was mad in the car.
He's like, that guy thinks I'm fucking racist.
I can't
the
fucking
nerve.
Yeah. I am not racist.
Doesn't he know my friend? Is in prison right now. I have black friends.
Yeah,
he's like, I wish Jay would call right now from jail and talk to this fucker.
FaceTime each other. Look,
video visit from Albany County.
I just don't have the money.
Yeah,
I just moved here.
While we're walking with $12 ice cream shakes, whatever, man.
That shit's so funny.
Yo, that's amazing.
Yeah, so then amazing. The story keeps getting changed, and then people will tweet about the time that I beat up a homeless guy.
Yeah, I embellished that he beat
that
guy.
That's so great, though. Yeah. This is even better, though, that you did. Almost did. That's fucking.
I really did, but that's not so.
So, more about your Tesla.
Okay.
Experience.
It was amazing. So, I don't know if yours has the boombox feature in whatever update. I don't know how these things work.
Listen, motherfucker. You listen to me. My Tesla has everything that any other Tesla you're driving has.
You can make
loaded.
You can make a fart on the outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the horn.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things he showed me.
Dude, I sat there at the fucking Chargers, and as people walked up, I just farted.
You would do
every
that.
Single
This is what he does with this amazing
this
car.
You
I'm in there making a beat, and then I'm like, oh.
Oh my God.
And people are like, stink eye in the car. I just wave. Love the new Tesla.
Hey, first timer here.
All right. Oh, fuck.
Only got it for 2 days. Picking up the old mother in law.
You can't give motherfuckers anything, man.
It sucked because
fuck.
I picked her up and, and it was pouring rain, so I couldn't really unleash it. You know what I mean?
But you didn't want to do self drive in the rain.
It wouldn't let. It was so bad that it would say like it would self drive.
You tried. You
still of course tried. I did. I kept trying everything.
I was you know, it's not it. Like. You know, it's not like death proof.
No.
It can still fucking crash.
I don't gotta worry about nothing.
Fuck these red lights.
Well, there was.
It'll stop.
Dude, there was one weird issue, though. I passed on the shoulder an 18 wheeler, and in auto drive, it just slammed the brakes like we were gonna hit something.
Yeah, sometimes it'll do that.
And they got to like 20, and then just took right back off. Like, I was like, oh. All right. And then it went off the exit. One time it started going off the exit. I corrected it thinking it was swerving, but actually I took it the wrong way.
You took it the wrong way.
Yeah, the right
way. Self drive was doing just fine. Yeah, you had to fuck it up.
Yeah, figures. You would fuck up the self driving car.
You can't even fucking navigate with a fucking.
When a car navigates itself, word.
I was like, where are you going? Oh, shit.
Where am I going?
Jesus.
Ernest.
Yeah.
You were something else, buddy.
And that was right at Jersey. So,
fucking Jersey.
Turnpike. So, you're not going to touch on your new endeavor? Well, are you going to skip right over this because you're afraid I'm going to yell or what?
I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Toro.
Let's hear about your new business plan. So I think everyone would love to hear about your newest business endeavor.
Because
you don't have enough shit going on.
Fucking new venture.
Yeah, let's.
I have it all planned out. All right, okay?
Let's hear it.
So I talked to the guy that I rented it from because I was like, damn, I would like a Tesla, but I don't want to spend the money a month and the insurance and everything right now with where I'm at. So I looked up on Toro, they have a calculator, and it shows in each area how much business is done and what you can make based on how many days.
Mm-hmm.
So it says I would have no problem renting it.
Skip over all this fucking foreplay. Just tell everybody that you're thinking about buying a Tesla and renting it out through Toro. Because you told me that you could pay the car payment, your insurance, and your rent with it.
You could pay the car off in 2 years.
It is going to be wrecked in 2 days. So you're not going to pay
off
shit.
That insurance covers.
Do you know how much of a headache that will be?
I understand.
You're fucking crazy.
That is.
And you started this off with, you wanted a Tesla for yourself, and you're trying to justify it by renting it out.
But.
And you have to rent it out 20 days a month for that to work.
But I have a car payment that I'm into that I can't get out of for 3 years, so.
I mean, you can. You just have to pay some penalties.
Yeah. But the idea also.
You don't have time to manage
President
car
Joe Biden.
Fucking piece of shit. What? You mean the guy who promised to fucking cancel your college loans?
Student debt.
Who hasn't
They're still
done
pressing
that?
His ass, okay? I know he's not. Believe me. I talk shit about him.
Impress him. He's about to be fucking underground.
Yeah, seriously.
He makes it till Christmas.
I saw an amazing meme yesterday with him. It said, Happy Christmas. That shit, I'd be dead.
Why? This is Happy Christmas?
Yes.
And this is Joe Biden?
Yeah.
They use it on every other holiday.
Yeah, because like, he's like saying he's like senile. Because
he doesn't know where he is.
Because it was Easster. Okay, yeah. I got
so
you.
So any holiday that's not Christmas.
I forgot Jesus
like,
came back
Like I saw the
yesterday.
Same thing. There's one of him carrying a turkey for Thanksgiving and it says Happy Christmas.
I got you.
It's like, yeah.
So good.
No, he's whatever with him.
Anyway, what's Joe Biden doing for your Toro fucking business?
They're talking about giving $10,000, not tax, but like buy back rebate on electric cars.
Yeah, same as I bought mine. You got $12,000 back.
But wasn't yours on tax?
Yeah, what the fuck is
this? This isn't tax. This is straight up. If it's $40,000, they knock 10 off.
Who knocks it off?
The government pays Tesla the $10,000.
So it's just off on your bill?
It's off on your bill. Okay. Dead up. Like, this is really could happen.
I mean, it doesn't matter either way.
Could happen. So if this,
it's not happening.
It's the same thing, though.
If it does happen.
If you're paying off a car, and if it's taking you 5 years to pay off a car, it doesn't matter if it's right off the ticket or a tax credit, because the money's not going to reflect.
Yeah, eventually you have.
It's the same shit.
You're right. It is.
I know I'm right.
My point is, I could pay off the car in 2 years. The estimator says if you rent it out half the month.
You're paying off the car in 2 years?
Yeah.
My ass. I made double payments for 3 years. What are you
talking
about?
I'm
talking
about making a triple payment because I'm renting it.
You're
crazy. I'm talking about taking $3,000 a month times 12 months is 36. That's
you
the whole
have
thing.
To make all that money.
Yes. But
who's
that's
managing this rental?
The car.
The car is not managing. The car doesn't clean itself.
No.
Okay, so ooh. Who's going to clean the fucking car every
he
time?
Said, ooh.
You haven't thought about this?
He said, ooh. No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, oh, my God.
It's
liquid death. Fucking drink and throw it at your friends.
You?
Oh, my God.
The car cleaning's easy.
Dude, in Vegas? Think about you when you rent cars. The first thing you do is smoke weed in them. Word. That fucking car is done, son.
Yeah, but then I hit it with that $225 weed fee.
Yeah, and then you wait fucking 6 weeks to get it, and dudes fucking charge back. You're crazy. I want you. Honestly, I want you to do it.
What color are you going to get?
Make sure you get a white interior. Get a white interior,
you're
please.
Get a black one like his? Black
white
on
interior.
Black on black,
I
baby.
Can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, man. Oh, God.
It's coming.
3 days.
But
smashed.
As long as Biden does this thing, because that makes a big difference. Geez.
Yo, you know what? You win. This waiting on these presidents, you understand, and I have to bring this back up again, man. You had a grand plan a year ago.
Yes.
And it was actually this time last year, you were still counting on fucking Bernie Sanders to win.
Yeah,
it's true. He was going to buy a house in Atlanta.
We're going to move to Atlanta. I'm going to buy a house. Bernie Sanders is going to get elected and legalize weed in America across the whole country. And then I'm going to be, and then the cost of the property is going to go up. And then I'm going to sell this house.
It
I was like,
work.
Man, that's a lot.
But I did say that XXX would be the next Tupac.
You
did.
You got that one right.
And
you said Juice WRLD was probably going to die. You got that one right. Right, so you maybe don't talk about rappers, but
you said Kodak was better than Jay-Z,
and you lost that one. 2 for 3, though. It's good, right? You know. He also said Cardi, something about Cardi B. He said Cardi B wasn't going to make it.
He fucked that one up too.
Yeah.
We'll see.
She still got time.
Cardi B. No, I don't hate on Cardi B. I just didn't
she
think
she made it, bro.
She made it.
I know, she made it
because of Kodak.
Because of Kodak.
What?
Because of Kodak. Kodak Yellow.
That was her hit song, and she took Kodak's song and flipped it. Put her on the map. Put her on the map. You can't deny it. It put her on the map. Everybody in the comments knows it. Put her on the map, dude. Bodak Yellow is literally...
Speaking of maps, they're going to have to fucking pull one out to find your Tesla when someone burns a body in the trunk.
When somebody hangovers your shit.
When they find it in the desert and
Mr.
someone...
Chow's in
girlfriend in the trunk and sets it on fire.
Yo, this dude in Jersey rents his shit out 28 days
it's
a month.
It's Jersey.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You live in Las fucking Vegas where people can drink
word.
Fucking
yeah, but the
drinks
car
that
can drive
you can
everywhere. Can.
You drink
what?
Everywhere.
The car what?
The car could drive better than they can.
I bet that guy in Jersey lives in the Poconos.
Have you seen the highways here?
Oh, yeah. Does it not work with the dots?
It's pretty sketchy around here, buddy. It's pretty sketchy. You can get closer to Vegas and you're all right, but dude, you're crazy. I mean, do it. I want. Here's the thing, though. I want you just to buy a Tesla.
Right.
Like, I just want my. I think you can afford one with the money you waste doing stupid shit, and then you can just have a Tesla. I don't think you need to play this stupid. And hey, if this is what you got to tell your wife to get the car, I'm in for it. But I'm just saying, I don't feel like there's gonna be any follow through. You're gonna rent it three times. There's gonna be a fucking blunt scar in the fucking seat, and then it's gonna be like done deal.
I'm gonna hit it with the
somebody's
face.
Kid's gonna fucking headbutt. The iPad in the middle is going to be spider webs over with. You're going to be walking in Gwen Stefani. She, by the way, she's doing a little residency down the street here coming up.
Is she?
A couple of weeks.
Gwen Stefani?
I just saw a poster.
Dude, here's the thing.
Right.
What if I don't need to rent it out and make this whole living, but to make the 900...
say to make $3,000 a month.
No, but if I could make $900 a month and pay for insurance and the payment... Which is renting it out four times a month. You rent it out on a long weekend to a guy for $600.
Then you have to do that for 5 years.
Weekend.
You have to do that for 5 years. And then the Tesla's going to come outdated in two.
Well,
brand new Teslas are coming. The refresh is coming. The truck is coming.
The truck.
The two guys who fucking get the trucks down the streets, they're not going to rent your fucking piece of shit Model 3 just like mine when the truck is available. Bitch, you need me as an advisor.
Boom.
Everybody needs me as an advisor. People think I'm negative, but I'm just looking at the fucking world for what it is. Y'all like to see fucking flowers. I like to see dirt.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Yeah, but I just think, I think.
I know you think, therefore you are, but you are wrong.
Yo, but. Dude, but what if it does go out? It kills it for 3-4 months and I pay half the car off.
What if we go back into another lockdown because fucking Corona has
there
sex
has
with
been
AIDS
a lot.
And then we get
yeah,
fucking
there's been a lot of conflicting
you never know.
Reports. it looks like, you know, the world is open for business, but then you look at every time I see anything, any news article,
I see
like,
you out there with two masks on, you could suck my dick. That's how I feel.
This coming from the guy.
It's gonna be really hard to suck your dick with two masks on. Yeah,
this coming from the guy who exactly a year ago was,
Not even a year ago, because today I had the pleasure of tattooing Adam, who reminded me the last time he was here.
Was the first time I was out.
You wouldn't even meet us in a casino.
Adam told me this, because me and Adam had lunch today. Shout out to Adam.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he stopped in, saw me, took a picture, and then I was like, yo, wait for me. We'll go grab some lunch. So we went.
That was a long time ago.
No word.
That wasn't even fucking 8 months ago.
I was in prison.
I get it. It's so fucking
crazy. It wasn't even 6 months ago. How long have we we've been here? Like 8 months. So it was like 7 months ago.
That was literally the first night I went out.
You are crazy.
I had been out in the mall, and I'd been out working with Jay, and that was the first night that I was like, all right, I'm going to come out.
He's in the casino like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. There's people. Okay. Yeah.
And
okay,
now,
I'm going to drink.
You said now I'm like, yo, you motherfuckers fighting about all this. Like the Kohi crews now, they just announced this morning you have to be vaccinated to be on it, which of course I knew was coming.
You getting one? Think it's going to make the window sound when they put it in?
Well, here's what's really, you know what's fucked up about it?
Are you getting one?
What's fucked up about it? You see how you just try to put that on
I'm saying,
I'm
you
not the
one
fucking colonizer. What are you fucking talking about?
I don't
want
to do it, dude.
Colonizer.
You're the fist bump count.
You're going to get that vaccine.
What are you talking about? What were you about to say is fucked up?
It's fucked up that on the cruise, November 17th, like, the mandate to have a vaccine and be on the cruise, like, ends as of now. So, like, if you're on a cruise in November, no big deal. You don't need the vaccine. But, hey, if you want to be on this particular cruise, you need to be vaccinated. So you got to make, like, a life-changing decision.
What, the vaccine is a life-changing decision? Or the Coheed cruise? Because that could be a life-changing decision, too.
Decisions.
She came out with a song called Vaccinated.
Vaccinated. A lot of people, dude, and the joke that I cannot take anymore. This problem, don't look at Facebook. But when you do, there's this ongoing. Everybody holding up their card going, I got 5G. I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter too. Got my 5G in me now. It is this like ongoing dad joke that everybody seems to think is funny when they post a shot.
I did see it and I just didn't get it.
I mean, the weirdest thing is that people are flexing getting vaccines.
It's so weird, dude.
It's
so weird.
Fucking people.
It's
so weird. The fucking I voted sticker. It's the I voted sticker on steroids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, cool. You got a vaccine.
And listen, as far as...
I don't know how we're sharing this.
To address your comment, you know what I mean? Like, if it has to be that I have to get vaccinated to get on the plane to go and get my son... then yeah, I'll get it. But like, other than that, or you know what I mean? Or for some fucking reason,
this is why I have nothing I can love.
My boss says that, like, you know, in order for me to continue working, I have to, then yeah. But like, other than that, like, I'm chilling. You know
same
what I mean?
As me.
No but gods, the, but, no masters.
Yeah, say I'm in the same. I'm in the same boat. But the difference is to travel anywhere really quick, they're going to put those mandates up, including this October when I want to go
get
on that cruise.
A fake vaccine?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. Can I just get the papers?
We got fake Jordans. We got fake
IDs.
Else?
Why not have, if it's just a cardboard piece of paper with a signature,
dude,
what
if
do
we
you...
get in on this now, they could be making a Vice documentary about us later about how we made fucking $10 million selling
while
fake
in jail.
The Vaccine Brothers.
Yep. Now doing life.
Yeah.
Diddy wanted no part of this.
There was no laws at the time against it.
One man just cleaned up out of prison, changing his life, and these two guys took him back in deep.
Yeah. He made a bad decision. He thought they were there for him.
Vaccines inside, $150, dog. I got you 65 right now.
Oh,
got
my
the
God.
Printer. I mean, with technology today, you can print it out from your backpack.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, get off the line. Get off the line. Come back here.
Yeah. What you want? Which one you want? Moderna?
Sound like scalper tickets.
You
want Pfizer? Listen, don't forget you get free donuts at Dunkin' now. Or maybe it's Krispy Kreme. I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They're doing all these things. If you get a vaccine and show your card, you get a free donut.
Obesity being the leading cause. cause of fucking people dying and then
from
like,
COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, hey, here's some donuts, you fuck.
Oh,
now you're vaccinated. You ain't gonna die either.
Awesome.
The world is so fucking funny. I'm so glad it's a simulation and none of this shit is real.
It would be really
tragic if this was all real.
All right, so let's move on here. Kong and Godzilla. Have you seen it?
Of course he hasn't.
I don't give a fuck. You know why?
Because you're a bitch.
No, because the last time, the only time I saw a Godzilla movie was with Teddy, and it was the worst
movie.
How
about the next time someone watches one of your vlogs and they didn't like it? So you don't get someone didn't like your last vlog, they don't get to come back.
Yo, you're just going to come back with that shit.
No, I didn't, because I hated that fucking Godzilla too.
No,
that's not the point.
What Godzilla is this?
The point is that he's not offering a road to redemption, but he started this asking basically for a road to redemption. How are you going to gauge somebody off their past efforts? It's not even the same. Same shit. There's been like 5 years since the last movie. Like,
but
you can go into it with
you.
Low expectations, which is what I did, which is probably why I enjoyed it. And there's still a lot of problems with the movie, as like that makes me not feel like I'm too cool for it or whatever.
I'm gonna be real.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
The action sequences are fucking amazing.
I'm gonna watch that shit tonight.
King Kong could go fuck himself.
Nah,
first of all,
you're crazy.
No, listen. There wouldn't be no King Kong disrespect and no Batman disrespect.
I like Godzilla because I like the toys. I like the toys in Japan. That's the Godzilla I like. The crazy Godzilla of Japan and like the cultural.
What is this Godzilla from? He's from Brooklyn with the fucking
I don't know where he's from, but wherever he came from last time,
the movie takes place
trash.
In Japan. It takes place in Japan.
Does it?
You're a fucking...
Holy shit.
Actually, it doesn't. It takes place in Florida.
That could make sense,
and then
so.
It takes place in Hong Kong.
Really?
You think I'm joking? Yeah, it starts off in Florida. I actually was going to call you because I was like, you're never going to believe
where
Godzilla attacks first.
Miami Beach?
It's like Pompano Beach or some shit.
Get
like
the fuck
Pompano
out
Beach.
Of here.
Attack. Yeah.
It would be Florida
but
because
it's the real
Florida man.
The thing is, and there's a fucking deeper psyop type of fucking information here with Kong versus Godzilla. Nothing is by mistake, you know? Just saying. The real truth is neither Kong nor Godzilla are bad. It's the fucking humans.
Yeah.
It's always fucking humans.
It's always us.
You know? And that's the thing. That's what we really need to really pay attention to. And the reason it's out, you know, Kong represents America to me, even though he's not from America. And Godzilla represents Asia. Now you can take whatever you want from that politically and just think about how we need to stop fighting each other and start fighting them up top. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Boom, boom, boom.
I like that.
Message.
Word. Good shit. Good shit. On that note, we have to move on to our next topic.
He's got topics. All
right.
I'm like, listen, I got this.
You angered him by not showing up last week. He said, you know what?
I was like, you know, I'm going to fine tune this. I'm going to approach this like when I was doing radio. You know what I mean? To keep this just to fine tune this a little bit. So this one right here, I'm going to get a little bit emotional about.
Uh-oh.
All gas and no brakes, right?
Shit, dude,
now,
it's amazing.
We watch this shit. It's
amazing.
I love it. It really is. But one particular one, actually.
Are you bringing this up? Was I the one that put you on to
no,
it?
Yes,
no, not at
relax.
All.
Relax.
Wait, no, because the irony
the only
is
thing
I
you
swear
ever put
to...
on was popcorn in the microwave,
dude,
son.
Yeah, the wrong matching clothes.
Yesterday... I literally told Joni about All Gas No Brakes, and I just thought maybe you were there.
Nah,
because
I just saw it
2 weeks ago for the first time.
Yes, we were watching it, and it was some funny stuff on there. But it won. The first one that I saw was like you had a fake. You had a 6ix9ine impersonator, which you know what I mean.
It didn't work out. Yeah,
but the Joker guy, this guy is on there. I mean, he's tatted up, his face, hair green. He's really
amazing.
Thinks he's the Joker. And he starts wilding Batman up. So then we travel down this rabbit hole, and then Teddy, the following day, decides to show me this other clip. Unrelated.
This
to
is not
All
a clip.
Gas.
This is a whole 14-minute film that he didn't even make it through.
Yes, unrelated to All Gas and No Brakes, but more, you know, weird people on the internet.
Yeah.
This guy's Spider Cuz, man.
Spider Cuz, yo, dog.
So his name is
Spider
Cuz.
If anybody knows Spider Cuz,
you already know how I feel about this.
Number one
Spider
Cuz.
You already know where this is going.
Right
he's
now.
Definitely Crippin'.
He's
in Brooklyn.
I only fuck with ex-gang members, and that's why I fuck with him. You gotta watch the whole thing. I think you would come away with it. So now you don't like him.
Well, I just.
I mean, it's goofy. It starts off goofy. But
I didn't really give it a chance because I was immediately turned off by the, you know, the whole, you know. Yeah,
you gotta
stuff.
Let go of that shit.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there.
No division. We gotta kill these motherfucking crackers at the fucking goddamn Capitol, dog.
The only reason why I'm even giving any life to this fuck is because in both of them, in All Gas and No Brakes with the fake Joker and with this fucking spider brab, you know what I'm saying? Like
a spider brab
crab crip. Fuck. With that guy, fucking, they're both fucking bad mouthing Batman.
Batman's
and this Batman disrespect, I cannot
yeah,
take.
But here's what you don't understand. I've been tweeting fuck Batman for like 6 years.
Teddy, you say fuck everything. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Batman is the white, rich.
Yeah, he's not your friend.
Batman.
He's the white billionaire that don't give a fuck about
Tony Stark
being a hero.
Tony Stark's like Elon Musk. First of all, Tony Stark, the only reason why Iron Man even rocks is because of Robert Downey Jr. Thank God. That is the worst comic book. It's always been the worst comic book. It is my favorite movie series.
We've discussed this here. We discussed this here with him. No, I know. I've explained it to him when he told we're back in a triangle. Because I explained it to him on why Iron Man sucks. Now you're telling him that the comic book sucks, and
the comic books
like
have always, even now, those comic books blow. The only reason anybody likes Iron Man is because of Robert Downey Jr. And the fact that you will accept Iron Man and not Bruce Wayne infuriates me.
It doesn't make
me.
Any sense.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Because they're the same fucking person.
No, they're not.
They are the same person.
They're both billionaires.
They're both billionaires who make their own weapons.
Batman spied on the entire fucking city of Gotham. Gotham to catch
like
one person.
Batman defeated the entire Justice League by himself. Nah, he's human. He has no special powers.
He's not human. He's the 1%.
All of them.
He's
Superman,
rich.
Flash, Wonder Woman,
rich
everybody.
Is a special power.
He took the entire Justice League down by
Sounds
himself.
Violent.
He's amazing. Batman's the man. And he's my favorite from young, and I'm not going to let it go.
It's okay.
You can have a favorite.
Yeah.
But we also get
man.
To say fuck Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Both suck.
Yeah. What?
I'm going with Daredevil.
Hey, you're allowed to. You never liked Daredevil. You don't even read comic books.
Yeah, word, man.
You read highlights. Stop fucking playing.
Yeah, man. You never read comic books.
You're in the back of the fucking car.
You're in the back of the car doing the highlights picture search.
I already know. Fuck off.
There was a comic book store in the Red Barn in Kingston, and that's where I used to get my comic books.
I mean, just imagine being a fan of DC Comics in the first place. I mean, that's your first L right there.
What? DC Comics?
Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen. I saw that first Batman movie, right?
Just sit back now.
And then
Michael Keaton. That's
yes,
the only
Michael
one
Keaton.
I've
it was
seen.
Amazing. And then at the time, my mom's only had two boyfriends in my entire life, and this man took us to Newburgh, and I got to go. And me and my sister, I got pictures of us in the original Batmobile.
That's why you love Batman.
See, yeah, this
you
is don't. Like anchored in
yes,
nostalgia.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
like,
this has nothing to do with Batman.
Then not to mention Batman Forever, which wasn't the best movie.
It's terrible, actually.
But the soundtrack was amazing because Kiss from a Rose is one of the greatest songs ever made.
The soundtrack has one
Seal.
Good song on it. That's the I'm translating for him. Yeah, we're on a journey right now. We're on a nostalgic journey. I mean, we can basically put someone with Jordan's, literally Jordan story. Here, he's gonna sing the whole song.
Such
now.
Amazing
Here we go.
Song.
It's not even a good
Baby.
Song. It's literally not a good song.
That song is amazing.
It's really not.
And
when's the last time
like
you listened to it from start to
suck.
Finish? When's the last time you listened to it start to finish?
When I watched Vacation in
Get
prison.
Get the fuck out of here.
The
so,
movie
yeah,
Vacation.
That's not it.
That's
When's
a big
the last time
but after
you
the
had
movie, did you download
a,
it and
a,
sit
a
in
choice where you were like, you know what? I got all this time. I got freedom. I'm going to fucking listen to Kiss from a Rose.
Fucking, I
yeah,
have it
but
on
you
here.
Ain't listen to it. You ain't listen to it. It's just
you
stuck in the cloud for
I'm
you.
Gonna listen to
it.
I'm not going to play it. I'm going to play that shit. I'm going to listen to that shit
tonight. Now you are. You're fair-weathered. Fair-weathered Seal
Kiss
fan.
From the
anyway,
Rose.
Is
no, yo, first of all, I'm not a fair-weather Seal fan. I'm not. I like a lot of Seal songs. And we're never going to survive.
He got eaten by a wolf.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. And that, and
I don't
that,
remember
that,
what movie it was.
That was a fake, the fake Justin Bieber spoof
wow.
shit.
Yeah. Was it?
Yes. It was Adam Sandberg and them. They're like, never stop stopping. Yo, that shit is hilarious.
Speaking of hilarious, Bad Trip is fucking hilarious.
Oh my
Actually, we
God.
Can just talk to each other because he hasn't seen any of this shit.
Yeah,
and he's
word.
Not going to see it for months. How's Gilmore Girls been, you fucking pussy?
Word.
You want to tell us what you've been watching?
Here's what I'm still watching Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Yeah.
That's almost over.
God, you guys are fucked. That's been like 6 months.
But how the fuck does it take you a million years to watch anything?
So there's a great show called Solar Opposites that is made by the creators of Rick and Morty.
Oh my God. But it's, you guys like, just watch cartoons at your house.
I love it.
Yeah. But, I mean, but you're a fucking child.
But wait, so these
you
aliens.
You lift 25 pounds and you watch cartoons, you eat cereal and you play Fortnite. You're a fucking 11 year old.
I'm out here.
Yeah.
I'm out of shit.
What, in the sandbox?
with pull ups on.
Yeah. Fuck.
No, I.
Yeah.
Fuck, where was I
yeah,
going?
Yeah, don't let me derail you. Sorry.
It's such a good show.
Smoke another doobie.
Yeah, smoke another one there.
You were talking about solar opposites.
Yeah, so it's about these aliens that get stuck on Earth, okay. Right? But, like, there's a whole story around these aliens, but also the two alien kids have, like, an ant farm in their wall, but it's shrunken down human beings that they collect from, like, around the neighborhood in the world. So inside the wall is a whole nother story of these people battling to get free, and they have their own ecosystem.
I forgot what this is about already.
Aliens.
You lost
aliens.
Me.
Oh, okay. Basically. And then aliens inside and the wall.
It's basically the alien ant farm. I mean, it's essentially, it sounds like the show should be called Alien Ant Farm.
Yo, it's shout amazing. Out to Alien Ant Farm.
Yo, Comedy Central, call me. I'll fucking make a show better.
It's amazing.
I'll put make a show better.
Alien Ant Farm did such an amazing cover of Smooth Criminal.
Come on, life is that's so... That's not them.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
Alien Ant Farm?
Is it?
That's yes, like, they did.
No, it's Papa Roach.
Oh, Papa Roach did the song. You were just saying.
Come on, life is to my life, you know. I don't know these songs.
What was that?
That's supposed to be the guitar part. Oh. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't go.
That was rough.
Somebody
probably just drove off a bridge to that sound.
How do you not know any of these songs?
He doesn't know anything. We can't just keep roasting him, though. It's not fun. Yeah. Get your topics.
All right, yeah. All right. So
I don't care about all the shit that Ern doesn't know. We'll be here all day.
So, next topic here. Yes.
Smooth Criminal.
DMX.
He's half
I just
want
right to just talk about DMX one time. Because
I love DMX.
And so do I, man. And like, pulling for him. And I'm distraught. I'm hoping he, oh, man. A lot of people have been putting a lot of good clips. There's that one really amazing one. And people were like, he really like performed in front of half the globe. It literally looks like half the world is out there. And he had everybody turned. That's the type of energy you get from DMX, man. Where I don't know where that was. But like, I know that like anybody who's ever seen him in concert, this man, you talk about energy. And then he does the prayers. Those shits are way more intense when you see that in real life. Like, I mean, you get emotional. He's on his knees. He's crying. He's, oh, man.
Yeah.
I really hope X pulls through, man. It's just, that shit is, like, devastating. It's so devastating, man. That shit is just, ugh.
Yeah, drugs are fucked up, I think.
That's what you went with?
I mean, it sucks. I'm not like, shaming him. Like, some people are like, oh, fuck him. He was on, like, I think it's horrible.
Fuck them,
I
man.
Think there's lots of people... They get fucked up on drugs. I think there's lots of great musicians that do tons of drugs and are very talented, and they just love drugs. Who doesn't
love
drugs?
I don't think people just love drugs.
They love drugs?
No.
I think it's just that. You know what I mean?
People love drugs.
No. There's usually
you
like a deep
or
different
reality.
Reason. Yeah, because you're fucking escapism.
Yeah,
you don't love drugs. You hate your life.
Yeah, because everyone who's an addict doesn't like the addiction, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, of course not. It creates guilt and shit.
Of course. You do all types of weird stuff. You know what I mean? Once you cross that line, it's weird, man.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's levels to the addiction stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think DMX is sitting around like, I love drugs. Let me just fucking take all these drugs right now.
No, I don't either. I think he's fucked up.
He felt that he had to take them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
no.
What's sad.
Yeah, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that drugs are a fucked up... that. You lose a lot of people to drugs, and it's a fucked up thing.
You lose all the greats, man.
That
you are
nobody,
not a PSA giver.
I just don't get why, like,
PSA bloopers.
Wish people had more help. I guess I like he.
More control.
You think he would not even control, but you think somewhere around.
Listen,
him,
no, but see, that's the biggest misconception because, like, if you,
I guess your friends,
what you know about him, yeah, like you can't help anybody, and there's only so much help you could give a person, but like until that person. is really fully committed to change, like nothing, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do, how much money you throw out. Drugs affect all different walks of life. We were talking about somebody yesterday. We're not going to bring him up, but like this, I told you, I was like, I remember looking at him and thinking, wow, this guy's got everything. He comes from family. He's from Kingston. Comes from a rich family, you know what I mean? And he overdosed. And then there's a guy who has nothing, and he overdoses and dies. Like, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's got a struggle.
Yeah, everybody. DMX, when he was signed, there's reports that Russell Simmons and him, like, they literally had him on, like, a stipend because they knew they couldn't give him his money. Like, how much help are you going to give a person? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
How many years of business got fucked up? Then he doesn't have the money to pull himself out of these situations.
I was looking at some stuff, and they were like that he's worth negative $10 million. Like, that's
easily bet that.
Insane to me. Like, and think of, and then I was also, while that day when the reports came out, like, we're listening to all these songs, and I'm like, I know so many of them, but then there's songs that he's on that I forgot about, and I'm like, God damn.
Think about the world listening to all his music right now, and he's not getting paid for it.
He's not even getting paid for it.
Because people just stream shit anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had that break it, that falling out with Rough Riders because he wanted, like, part ownership. He put them on the fucking map. Like, and then, like, I mean, they were like, yeah, right. We're going to give, yeah, right. Like, and it's fucked up, but it's just...
Yeah,
it's just, and he's not the only one. There's mad people. There's so many. We could be here all day and literally talk about all those.
So what can you do? Nothing. Just people. Just.
What do you mean?
I mean, you could.
Wait. What can you do about what?
I don't know. To help prevent these things from happening. I
don't know. I mean, I don't know that you can prevent it from happening. Because I mean, you can't be with someone 24 hours a day.
I guess that's the bottom.
I mean, people do have to hit bottom. Like, we have experience with this. Like,
but didn't he hit? I guess you never know where someone's bottom is.
Yeah, sometimes people's bottom.
Or how many times they have to hit bottom. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you right now, every time I got released, I wanted to. Like, I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not going to go back. And then, you know, I thought about that a lot while I was gone this time. Like, I was like, did I not mean it? And I did. I meant it. Like, because that shit sucks. For, like, jail sucks.
I mean,
sucks.
You mean all kinds of shit when you say it, but the action that it takes to make that reality. I want $1 billion. I mean it like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
you
know, word.
But like,
no, I get it. I didn't want Sonic last night, but I got it.
Damn,
you know what
must
I'm saying?
Have been those ab crunches you're doing that are really coming together.
I'm just saying, I understand the struggle.
Yeah. It's just,
who's choice was to get Sonic?
Yeah.
Is that like is that another ceremonial dinner that you guys do?
No.
Like before you leave.
Every Monday night.
Boston.
Yeah, before you go. Yeah.
No, we're going to have sushi Wednesday night.
Okay.
When are we doing tacos?
Which place and what time?
Right.
Which place and what time? I'll make sure I'm there. You want to tell everybody about how we crashed your dinner?
Yeah, we didn't even get to talk about that.
After the last podcast, these
thought
guys
I was playing
just
games.
Fuck shit.
He thought,
like,
I was playing. Not only did I crash this motherfucker's dinner, I beat him there.
Yeah,
so we got the table.
We got there before you.
Yeah, and then I had to wait 10 minutes.
And then he tried to merge tables, and I was like, nope.
No
sir, you're sitting alone.
And I just want to say for the record, I was distraught.
Yeah, mine was really uncomfortable.
I couldn't understand.
I could not. I thought that once we got there, and then him and Brandy pulled up that, like, you know, of course you're going to eat together. I couldn't.
Yeah, he thought, he didn't understand. Jay's been having a hard time learning what trolling is, so the hardest part about his.
I'm getting a crash course, and also want to let you know that Irv was nice enough to send us over, what did he send us?
He sent us dumplings.
He sent us dumplings, very nice of him.
Teddy sent me a shot.
He sent him a shot of water. Yeah. He told the waiter to send him water. I thought the waiter was going to give him a bottle. He set up literally a shot of water.
Yeah.
That's incredible. The waiter thought it was so funny. He goes, you guys are hilarious.
Yeah, that shit was pretty funny.
Oh, man. And you were sitting on the same side as your wife, like you guys just started dating.
We like that.
For your two goddamn day trip to California.
Yeah.
You went 4 hours away. This is literally a day trip. Like, you could have done it a day. You guys just can't fucking count shoes fast enough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Brandy, when we FaceTimed you, Brandy was like, doesn't it feel like we're with, like, divorced parents? And I was like, yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, that was so fucking funny.
No, that good times. Tonight we're eating fish at home. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, how dare you eat fish? I thought you cared about the world.
I do.
Mm.
Yo.
Well, you know that... You know that commercial fishing is what's actually ruining the ocean. And
not Ethereum, bitch.
Not plastic straws. Don't even get me fucking started.
Yeah.
on the fucking bullshit.
Do you, speaking of bullshit, do you see how?
Oh God, you're such shit a douchebag. You are speaking shit like is such up. A fucking yeah.
It is.
It is. I know.
It's up a lot.
I got my first Nifty up too. Nifty.
I know you do. So how long does it stay up? Because
as long as I want it to.
That's what it says. Because it says taking bids, but not for sale.
Yeah. So people bid, and then I can accept a bid, and I can tell everybody right now I'm gonna accept a bid soon. I'm just waiting to drop a video about the origins of that design just for history purposes myself. But so as soon as that video drops, like probably the day afterwards, that'll probably drop tomorrow. And then
I better get in. Yeah. Better get in.
Yeah, if you're into it. Like it's already up to like it's like $300 almost for the first one. Which I think is cool.
I
want it
too.
To stay in like a somewhat reasonable like shoe range. I like to think of things like shoes. Like, look, dog, if you can afford to buy a pair of shoes and you want to call it art, you can afford to buy some art. Some real art. You know, that's my,
I see what you did there.
My main thing. Like, I got real annoyed during the Boost Guy days. Like, that shoe's a work of art. Like, no, that shoe is the work of a factory.
Yeah.
This is a work of fucking art. You know, and that's like my whole point. Like, even with these dragons and shit, like, if you could spend, I don't know what they're going to be priced at, but let's just say they're $500. Like, I know plenty of people who've dropped more than $500 on a pair of shoes. And you get to keep a painting forever, you know?
Yeah.
No one's ever going to put dog shit on a painting.
It's true.
Hopefully.
True.
If you got bigger problems if you know, your girl's throwing dog shit around the house.
Oh my God.
What else you got?
I watched Seaspiracy. Someone said that.
What'd you say?
Seaspiracy.
Oh yeah.
It's a movie.
You watched it?
Yeah. That's where that thing came from. I don't think I finished the thought, but the commercial fishing is what's killing the ocean. Plastic straws only make up 0.03% of like pollution. So no matter how many paper straws we use, we won't make a fucking dent.
Yeah,
in commercial
fuck that
fishing.
Shit, dude. Yeah. I hate that. That's more of that propaganda, political bullshit. Yeah. I get a paper straw, I get mad. I'm like, come on, man.
Bring
the
your own.
Fuck are we doing?
Bring your own plastic straws.
I don't want. I just instead I'm.
You should bring a dead turtle and a plastic straw and throw the dead turtle on the table and just be like, boop.
What's up?
Yeah, it's, what's up?
It was gonna die anyway.
What, you think you're fucking salad? You didn't kill a bunch of ferrets and shit? Yeah. You think that salad just, what, it just grew and no ferrets got evicted? You know, no little fucking vermin got evicted? No ants, no insects, nothing died to bring in your vegan fucking shit? Fuck off, you murderer.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just, your avatar might be
so
vegan,
crazy.
But you are not. You know, you there's blood on your fucking fork, bitch.
Yo, Joni,
blood on your chopsticks.
Yo, Joni literally went off on this whole thing yesterday. We were eating, literally. She went off for like 10 minutes about that exact same
dude, people,
thing.
People will not
shout
accept.
Shout out to Joni.
And this is fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and apologize. You can cancel me if you want to. I'm uncancelable, so it doesn't matter. But if you want to reduce your carbon emissions, kill yourself. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you want to do, because if that's it, you are on this planet, bitch. There's a fucking balance, a plus and a negative. You are going to take. You are taking. The point is to give as well.
Yeah,
but
must give.
You ain't fucking, it's not going to zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would never go to
fucking
zero.
Fucking shove your iPhone up your ass. You fucking talking to me about carbon emissions. What? Your tweet back to me talking shit about carbon emissions is emitting fucking carbon.
Carbon.
So fuck yourself. You don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, hope everybody's having a great week.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm just passionate.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, one thing that I did get mad about.
Oh, shit.
And I would like to mention the whole KD Michael Rapaport situation. I just thought it was a bitch move. Two men arguing. Listen, first of all, both of them, are you familiar?
Yeah.
I have a little bit of an idea, but I don't know what they said.
It's just, you know what I mean? First of all, KD's super sensitive. Kevin Durant, basketball player.
He's got a fake Twitter account.
It's legendary. We know how this man does. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. For whatever reason, Michael Rapaport.
Sorry, I had to get a sports.
Yeah, word. Michael Rapaport, who's also a fucking attention horn. Bozo, you know what I'm saying, takes issue with the way that he was being his interview between him and Charles Barkley and says something about it. So KD responded to him in his DMs.
Yeah.
And they're going back and forth. And this bitch made motherfucker posted them shits and made a
public. He dressed up like 6ix9ine.
Oh.
Michael Rapaport. Isn't that the dude? No, it was wasn't. It was that other white guy who's a comedian.
I was about to.
I thought it was Michael Rapaport. But I can't remember the guy's name.
Made, not only did he make him public, but because of that, and you know, and KD's wilding him up. Yeah, they fined him for that shit.
Because they called it homophobic because what did he say?
He said something about, he was telling him to suck his dick and all types of crazy. He didn't say nothing.
That's
real
not homophobic.
He didn't say anything in there that was homophobic.
Did he use the F word at some point?
I don't know if he called him.
He kept calling him pale face.
Yeah, he was calling him shit like, he was saying shit like that, you pale face pussy and shit like that.
It was just, and he said, meet me. He said, meet me outside. Meet me at fucking 17
to 10. Yeah, at 10 a.m. He's trying to throw the hands with him and shit. But because this fucking bitch posted that shit, they fined him for it. Yeah, we know Kennedy's got money. It's $50,000 in him. But that's crazy, man. Like, I just think that's some whole shit.
That is crazy.
I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Because I
said it was super whack. Like, come on, man.
I wonder if it's all Illuminati just to keep you entertained.
I just, this shit got me mad, man.
I don't hate Michael Rapaport.
But
for
what
the
is
most
Michael
part,
Rapaport
but
fucking even known for anymore? Like, he was in Next Friday.
This is what he does now. This is what he does. Whole shit like this, man.
So he's just a heel.
Yeah.
I don't even know
everything,
what that means.
But this is what the internet is, though. Like, you guys haven't figured this out yet?
Bro, it's just, but like, I mean.
Your other boy. I don't know. You know what's the other sports guy? Both of them. The black guy and the white guy.
Stephen A. Smith?
Dog. They don't even. I don't know about Stephen, but the other guy.
Stephen A. Smith is a real sports guy.
What's the other guy?
The white guy.
Yeah,
what's Skip Bayless.
Skip has done an interview where he says. But he says that he tweets the shit. He doesn't even look at the responses. He goes straight to the analytics, and the shit that gets the highest analytic is what he just leans in on.
He just says
what gets the people.
But he's still a sports actual guy. You know what I mean? Michael Rapaport, like, you know what Michael Rapaport's claim to fame is? Fucking Remy in A Higher Learning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or I hope the Cucamonga Cracker Killers pay well because you're about to get evicted.
Yo, he was wilding. in that shit.
It's Next Friday. Maybe you'll see it one day. It's a movie.
I know what it is.
Okay, I'm sure you've never seen it.
No, you don't. You're lying.
No, it is.
Who else is in that movie then?
Dr. Dre.
No, you motherfucker.
Get out of my house.
Cancel right now. He's never seen a Friday. God damn it.
I've seen.
Who is in the movie?
Chris Tucker.
In Next Friday?
Oh, my. Yeah, he is. Right. Oh, no.
No, he's in the first one. He's only in the first one.
Wayne Brady.
Yo, no. Cancel this motherfucker right now. God damn
Who
it.
Who is it?
Fucking Mike Epps, man.
Mike Epps, Ice Cube.
Fucking Pop.
Ice Cube. I said Dre Cube. I'm talking NWA.
There's a difference. No, don't do that.
They're all the same person.
Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking. You hear this
Look,
shit?
You're getting them riled. You're riled up.
Oh, man.
No, it's the same rap group.
Yo, bro. Motherfucker.
Gonna get snuffed.
Yo.
Next topic.
I don't have any more.
He's out of topics. Oh, no. All right, we'll take some questions from the audience. We'll take some questions from the
motherfucker.
Audience.
Motherfucker.
Since,
I'll go watch Next Friday tonight.
Yeah. No, you're not.
It's so funny, dude. Me and Crispy watched it last week.
I've seen these all, like, as a kid.
No,
in
you
passing, but I have. I've seen all of them. The Gangster was Menace to Society. All the shit that
Who's
it was
in
making
Menace
fun
to society?
Of.
I don't even know the name
Who
of
Who is in Menace
actors.
To Society, goddammit?
You know their actors' names?
Wait.
You know a lot of actors'
I do
names,
know,
though.
Because I'm a movie guy like that.
You do know a lot.
Name a character. You don't even got to name the actors. But what character, man?
Name the city.
Yeah, what city
If you
city
can even name
in?
The fucking city, I'll fucking
fact.
Lose
is
my
it
mind.
LA? I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
South Central.
Mm-mm, it's Oakland.
Oh, it is Oakland.
Because he's O-Dog, right?
He is O-Dog.
O-Dog's one of the characters.
He just gave you the
I'm
character.
Sure.
He's a fucking loser.
There's
a rapper in it, too. You're definitely not going to get that, so don't worry about it.
No, but...
He made the song Straight Up Menace. Crip. Super Crip.
I don't remember that.
It's not Snoop. MCA.
I don't know.
But he's the man. That song...
The film is set in Watts. Los Angeles.
Thank you. Oh, it is LA.
Damn, I thought
you fucking guessed. You don't get that.
I'm an OG. I
don't know
Baby
why.
Boy.
Thought,
Who's
I
in Baby
o-
Boy? That's a give me.
I thought O-Dog.
Baby Boy. Is that that movie Baby Driver with the?
No, I said Baby
He's just
Boy.
Right.
What's Baby Boy?
With yeah, Tyrese? I'm gonna drive. I'm moving on from this stupid fucking Fine. Movie trivia that you guys are Fine. Playing. I don't know
I don't
why
know.
It matters, but yeah, I'm gonna drop a video on this.
What do we got for questions?
Yes.
Someone asked me a question about NFTs because you guys are arguing about movies like to blockbuster fucking.
What'd you say about my mom?
Nothing.
What'd you say about my mom? Yes, that is Menace to Society, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. So, Someone said Earn dumb on anything but coronavirus and shoes. Earn is not smart on shoes or coronavirus. I don't know what. I mean, he might be smart on some. He's probably the smartest. Exactly. Is probably Fortnite right now.
Yes.
Which is sad.
Sad.
It's a sad state of affairs.
So you only know Fortnite skins and bicycle. Bicycle shirts.
How's your bike ride going?
Good. You know, but I've been building muscle lately, so.
Oh, so you're focused on muscle building?
Yeah, so I'm doing some biking, but I'm doing a lot more lifting.
That's good, because you definitely don't need to up the cardio, because this is how you got in the position you're in now.
No, I'm working on, I'm eating a lot of good meat, and I'm lifting heavy.
How tall am I? I'm 6'1". I do believe.
Somebody asked me what my favorite movie is, and it's like favorite song.
I'm going to be here for an hour.
It depends on
depends on what's happening.
Yeah, in my life at that moment.
Emotional state.
It does, man. It fluctuates. Yeah. I could never
pick
that.
This man is an emotional kaleidoscope. People have no idea.
It's okay, though. I own it.
It's okay. Yeah.
I have no choice.
I went on a bike ride yesterday and almost died.
Oh, you did mention this. What happened?
Because people keep telling me about this McCullough Trail. They're like, dude, McCullough Trail. So I keep getting flats on my skinny wheels. I'm sick of it. The roads here are just so fucked. There's nothing anybody's doing. It's just the roads. So I put the big chunky boys back on because I was like, fuck it. I'll just start going off road and shit wherever
I
want.
That's a real deal trail.
Well, it's not supposed to be. Everyone's like, it's just a gravel trail. But then when I got out there, I was like, I went down this one hill and I was like, yo, this is fucking gnarly. And no helmet, of course.
That shit, but.
Yeah, no helmet. Just fucking plowed down it. And then I came up on this girl who's like hiking and she sees me come over this rock hill. Like, I'm like barely making it up the hill. Like, she sees me and I see her face like, yo, what the fuck are you doing here? You know? And then another family like saw me and they stopped and waited for me to get to them. And they're like, we just wanted to stop and let you go whichever way you're planning on going. I'm like, I don't know which way I'm going. So then I realized I was in the wrong place. And then I got home or whatever, and it got uploaded to Strava. And then that dude Remco was like, yeah, you got balls of steel, basically. Like,
nice.
You were in the wrong place. You're pretty close to where you should have been. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
It was so gnarly.
Yeah, there is other trails out there, but they all split different ways. And
there's one that's like a loop that is supposedly just like mellow gravel. Yeah, like chilled out. The shit I was on was not chilled out.
And next to it, there's like a fire road that's like deep gravel for cars.
Oh,
and
I tried to ride down that too.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. The first time that I saw it on a map, it looked like a trail. And I said, oh my God, this fire road just goes. Yeah. I'm going to fucking.
No, sir.
And you get
it's
out
like
there
full on
like,
Mars, bro. Yeah. It's so sketchy.
Somebody says that he bets you can't do 25 push-ups.
Oh, God.
Well, how much they want to bet? Because I got money. And I can do 25 push-ups.
I don't think we're allowed to do that on
I don't think you could do 25 push-ups.
Oh, I could for money.
My tattoo schedule is actually like here. April is like kind of open. Like I have a couple of openings. You can hit me up. April. May, I might not be around. I'm tattooing your wife soon.
Yeah.
She's coming over.
Yeah.
You okay? Yeah. And back in the day, that wouldn't fly. Back in the day, when I have a tattoo, Brandy Erm just show up.
Yeah.
Straight
I just
up.
Like to hang out.
No one have any plans that she was getting tattooed. It'd be last minute. She'd be like, hey, you got time? I'm like, yeah, I got time. She rolled through and Earn just showed up with some. Oh, I brought tacos, man. I just felt like everybody might be hungry.
Hey, you want to smoke?
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll a witch finger.
Yeah. He just didn't like trust me.
A lot of witch fingers.
He's like, I don't trust Teddy. I'm coming over here.
Yeah,
fucking piece of shit.
Oh man.
There's got to be some sort of run flats for bikes. Not really.
They make these like foam things.
I've seen those that go inside. Yeah, that looks crazy.
Yeah, it's like, how extreme are you? Like, you know, I mean, and do you, like, I guess if you're just going off road down some crazy trails where it's just going to get popped, maybe that works, but like.
The irony is that I didn't pop a tire on all these fucking rocks and shit and all this other stuff. I pop tires all the time.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. Yeah. Let's see. Anything else?
No, man.
When I come to visit where, Jeremy Fowler? I don't know where that is.
ATL.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll be tattooing it live free in ATL when I come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably just, Alex is going home for, like, most of the rest of the month because her mom. And then I'll probably just tattoo and do shit here until she gets back. And then when she gets back, I'll probably do Chicago and Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to Atlanta.
With me?
Well, or maybe just in separate, general. But at the same time.
You know he's not going with you.
I know.
Why even ask?
I don't know why he does this.
No, same time. We're going to
do this again? Yeah.
Well, I got to bring Brandy because Brandy still is talking about one day living in Atlanta.
So you guys are going to check it out?
I said, I want you to come in the summer.
You're making so much money off V-Loan that you're fucking moving to Atlanta?
No, no, we're not moving to Atlanta, but I want her to be turned off from it.
Oh, what if she loves it? What if you make so much money off your Turo rentals? By the way, anyone who watches the vlog, if you rent a fucking car from him, I'm getting 20%.
Yep.
I get 20% because this dude's a reseller. So if y'all are all about margins, it's time for me to get paid.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm okay with it.
You know? Talk that shit.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Just I just want to do an ad every now and then in the vlog, like a 1 minute ad, like me and the Toro.
It costs money.
For the ad?
Yeah.
But you're getting a percentage.
Well, I'll discount the ad.
Like the more.
I'll discount the ad.
We'll have to figure it out.
They want
to
know about merch, public drop.
Coming soon. I was supposed to drop the embroidered stuff over the weekend, but it was Easter, and I didn't want to disrespect Jesus Christ like that.
No, he was up and running.
He's true. He was already gone.
Yeah, he was back. I'm out of here.
He could have used a nice little sweatsuit. I should have put the sweatsuit on Jesus and done that as the fucking, should have dropped it on Easter Sunday.
Ascended.
I missed.
You should have done it. Ascended.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah. God damn it. How funny. the jokes, they write themselves, you see.
I'm crazy.
But if you're still here after that, there will be a public drop.
Too far.
Probably this weekend.
Too far.
And friends and family has got a new lookbook coming and more stuff, and they get actually access to this stuff. That's it's all happening. There's a lot going on.
It's a lot happening.
Dragons. I don't know how many I painted. Like 20, maybe.
Yes.
We're cranking them out. Yeah, there's a bunch down there. Word. So.
Word.
Let's get out of here. Japan trips? No, because Japan is closed.
Yes, Japan.
We will probably go back to Japan by the time that Jay is allowed to go to Japan.
UN's been dope, man. I'm doing a lot. Doing a lot there. Somebody just asked. Word. Thank you for asking. Shout out to JC invite yesterday. Yeah, appreciate it, brother. Word.
Yeah, we got the JC podcast coming really real soon.
See you, girl.
I'm not coming.